is one of those weeks where I went nearly all week before the Lord finally gave me something, and I was praying just yesterday morning, asking the Lord, what would you like me to share with the body today? And he said, encourage him. It's important that we encourage one another, and I've already talked to you about encouragement. Just several weeks ago, I had a message on encouragement, how it is one of the, it's one of the gifts, to be an encourager, one of the gifts we have, but that's not really where we're at today. This is an encouragement from the Lord today, is what I've come up with, and we're going to be in 2 Peter today, as we look at the Word. Most of everything I have is from 2 Peter chapter 1. So if you'd like to turn there, why? Second Peter chapter 1. Let's just go to the Lord. Father, I thank you this morning that you have given me a message for the body. Lord, I thank you for each one who's here, and I ask, Lord, that you'll have your way and that we'll hear what you have to say to the church. In Jesus' name, amen. I entitled it Making Your Calling Sure. We've been talking about purpose-driven life, living life on purpose. You know that we do have a purpose as Christians for being here, that we're preparing for eternity. It's not just the short time that we're here. When you think of how eternity is, we're here only a short time. It's a vapor, it says. It's a mist. There's a lot of just little things it talks about. But in 2 Peter here, beginning at verse 3, it's talking about, here mine, it's entitled Making One's Calling and Election Sure. Our election is right along with our calling. It's what we have to do, what our purpose is. Each of us is different. We have different personalities. We're not all going to ever be at the same place. But we do all have the same purpose. According to the Word of God, we all have the same purpose as Christians. And beginning here in verse 3, it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. It's awesome that in God we have everything we need, isn't it? I love what Jen said last week about this is only a test. I mean, I've thought about that all week. I didn't hear that signal at all this week, but you hear that broadcast system, this is only a test of the emergency broadcast system. Well, when you're going through a trial, as Jen said, just remember it's only a test. It's just God's way of testing us to see if we're faithful, to see if we're going to walk the way He wants us to, if we're going to do what He's called us to do. And so through our knowledge of Him, it says through these He has given us, in verse 4 now, His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort. And these words right here, the make every effort, stood out to me as I was going through this. And we're going to be looking at several more passages that talk about make every effort. Do we do our best for God? Do we give it our best effort? Do the best that we can? But there are eight qualities right here of the knowledge. It's actually the knowledge of Him who called us, and this is because of His precious promises there. It talks about in verse 4 that we should make every effort to add these qualities then to our lives. And the first one is faith. Second one is goodness. Third one is knowledge. Fourth, self-control. Fifth one is perseverance. Sixth is godliness. Seventh is brotherly kindness. And the eighth is love. And as you know, most of those are in the fruit of the Spirit here in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But this actually lists four others that aren't listed here in this passage in 2 Peter. So to those eight, you add joy, peace, patience, and gentleness. All qualities that we need as Christians, that we have to have to walk in the way He wants us to. It goes on to say that at the end of, or in verse 8 here, is for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he's nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, it's important that we do these, that we have these qualities, that we use these qualities every day. And then I went on in the back of my, I've got the things in the back that kind of guide me to different areas or different topics. And so I looked up in the back, make every effort, because I wanted to see what in the Word of God is he talking about that we're to do our best for. And then another one is found in 2 Peter chapter 3. Just flip over one page there to 2 Peter chapter 3 and beginning or at verse 14. Verse 14 says, "So then, dear brothers, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him." So, what it's talking about is they're looking forward to the day of the Lord, which is the day He comes back. The day He comes back for the church. So it says, "So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to that day," or listen to this, "make every effort to be found blameless." Do all you can to live according to the Word, to live the way God wants us to live. Romans chapter 14. Verse 19. Says to make every effort to 14:19. "Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." So we're to make an effort to live at peace with people. Be at peace with one another. To do what leads to peace and to lift each other up. To encourage one another. To exalt one another. For mutual edification, it says, so that everybody understands where they're supposed to be and how they're to live and how they're to walk. So encourage one another as you go through your day. Make sure that you are encouraging and loving to your brothers and sisters. And then we're going to go to Ephesians. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. I am going to read some of the verses surrounding this one. And Ephesians 4, let's begin actually in verse 1. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. For there is one body and spirit, and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Verse 2 there, be completely humble and gentle. Important quality as a Christian to walk in humbleness, to be humble before the Lord. Pride's a hard thing to overcome, but it's something we have to do away with. It's pride. It says that pride goeth before a fall. And then we're going to go to Hebrews now, to chapter 12 first. In Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Make every effort to live in peace with all men, and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So make every effort to live in peace. Again, we're seeing peace quite a bit here today, aren't we? Live in peace. How do you feel when you're at peace? Kind of a nice place to be in. No anxiety, no stress. Life is good. You're at peace. It's not all the time, or we wouldn't have those tests, would we? If we were at peace all the time, there wouldn't be those, this is only a test that I've got to get through today to see if I can stand up to the character that God wants me to be. But again, it talks about living a life of peace and be holy. And the only thing that I think of when I hear the word that I'm to be holy is to be like Christ, to live a life without sin. To, and I know that's asking a lot, isn't it? To walk in holiness before the Lord. But it's a place that we can grow to live in His holiness. And then just back up in Hebrews to chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 11. This is talking about the Sabbath rest for God's people. I just actually want to begin in verse 9 here. It says, therefore, or there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. So let us make every effort to enter God's rest, to walk in that place where we are at peace with our fellow man and with God, where we're entering His rest. I actually do want to finish up then today and back in 2 Peter. I would like to read 10 and 11 again to finish up today. It says, "Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So we're to make our calling and election sure. Encourage one another. But as you go today, just walk in the encouragement of the Lord that you're gaining these qualities, that you're walking in the qualities that the Word of God speaks of here, that He talks about faith and goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And then joy, peace, and patience, and gentleness. Fruits of the Spirit, as you walk in those. God's encouraging us today that we're His children, that He loves us, and that He wants what's best for us in all that we do. So if there's any prayer needs this morning, I'd love to have you come up and I'll pray with you. Mm-hmm. If not, you're free to go. Do you girls have another song you want to sing? You do? Let's take time for it. Somebody might need some prayer. Let's go ahead and come up and we'll have another song. And anybody needs prayer, why, come on up and I'll pray with you.